the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. Currently, anyone who rides a motorcycle in the state of Missouri is legally required to wear a helmet. But a new law on Governor Mike Parson's desk could change that. If signed, Senate Bill 147 would allow motorcyclists to ride without a helmet if they're over 18 and have health insurance. KBIA's Trevor Hook has the details.
Raisin Dave has ridden a lot of motorcycles.
The name actually came from the car racing days, cruising the loop back in the 80s.
And he fixes a lot of them too. David Raisin Dave Stevens is a mechanic at Gilbane Motorsports in Columbia. He's been riding all kinds of bikes, motorcycles, dirt bikes, three-wheelers, for more than 45 years, and not always while wearing a helmet.
If I'm riding my bike into town, I'm not being stupid, unruly. I feel like I should have the choice of not wearing a helmet if I don't want to.
Well, Senate Bill 147 might give him that chance. This bill began as a way to alter vehicle registration deadlines statewide, but became something akin to an omnibus bill, one bill that covers several different topics. One of the amendments in the bill would remove the requirement to wear a helmet while riding a motorcycle, as long as you're over 18 and you have health insurance. The law has passed both the Missouri House and Senate, and is currently on the governor's desk. Missouri Senator Eric Burleson, who represents the Springfield area, wrote the language for the amendment changing the helmet law, and he says that it's an issue of individual freedom.
If you're going to make an argument that the activity of my neighbor is my financial burden, we'll go down a path I don't think any of us want to go down, which is that we start really overly regulating the lives of our neighbor.
But not everyone agrees.
Taking a helmet off a rider is like taking the bumpers, doors, and roof off a car.
That's Ray Pierce. He's the program manager for the Missouri Motorcycle Safety Program. This group runs safety training courses for motorcycle riders throughout the state and monitors crash data. Ray himself has ridden motorcycles for decades, and he says that he respects that people want their freedom.
However, having been in my business as long as I have to read through every fatal motorcycle accident report that happens in the state of Missouri. And that's always a sobering day to read about somebody's last minutes. Sometimes we need regulations to protect ourselves from each other and from ourselves.
Burleson and motorcyclist rights organizations like Freedom of Road Riders of Missouri say that there will be other benefits to changing the state's helmet law.
We might see an influx in tourism from motorcycle-related tourism.
According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, helmets are approximately 37% effective in preventing motorcycle deaths and about 67% effective in preventing brain injuries. Pierce says he believes that head injuries are going to go up if this bill is signed into law.
Most people, when they come off a motorcycle, they don't impact something directly, but their head almost always skips down the highway. And they say, well, I'll just brace myself up with my hands. No, it doesn't work that way. Why do racers, motorcycle racers, wear all that gear? Why do car racers wear helmets? Why do combat pilots wear helmets? Because your head can bounce off stuff, and once that happens, you're probably not coming back.
But something that everyone can agree on, regardless of how they feel about Senate Bill 147, is that riding a motorcycle can be dangerous.
Life is dangerous. There's no doubt about it. You get up in the morning and you put your boots on and you take your chances. And no matter what we do, none of us are getting out of this alive, okay? So,
Governor Parson has not yet signed the bill. Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.